Welcome to another episode of We Geekin'. I am your host, Kosh, and today I have a very special episode for you. Today we're going to talk about a Batman villain that's only been around for a few years, but just recently came onto my radar. And I'm going to tell you that I am fascinated by this character. So all week, if you follow me on TikTok, or the past couple of weeks, I should say, I've been posting different evil iterations of Batman. So there was one who was infected by the Doomsday virus by himself because he had to stop Superman. There was one who took over the Flash and he had the Flash powers. There was a female version who injected herself with DNA to breathe underwater, so she was essentially like a Batman Aquaman. There was one who got the Green Lantern ring but turned evil and started killing everything and everybody. There was one who had Ares' war helmet. So these different iterations of Batman, they're essentially called the Dark Knights for this particular villain I'm getting ready to introduce you to. So the villain I want to introduce you to, this villain is an amalgamation of Batman, all the best parts that make Batman Batman. His detective work, his training, his knowledge, his forethought, everything that makes Batman's mind so brilliant, with everything that makes the Joker the Joker. So the sadistic nature, the reckless abandon, not really caring, but still very carefully thought out, meticulous plans as well. But the Joker never really cared. He would kill. Batman wouldn't. Two ends of the same coin. But what if that coin was whole? Did you ever consider that possibility? Somebody out there did, and this is where you get the villain, the Batman Who Laughs. If you ever thought what Batman would be like if he was truly, truly evil, and if you ever think about it, Batman and Joker are two sides of the same coin. Just one's the good side, one's the bad side. One won't cross the line and kill, one will. But put them together, and what do you get? You get a villain that can threaten the multiverse itself. Wrap your mind around that. We're going to go into the origin of the Batman Who Laughs. So the Joker ends up kidnapping Batman and poisoning him a little bit, but only where it's going to weaken his body, not infect his mind at all. And the Joker's goal said, he said, I want to make something, I want to create something that's the best of both of us. And Batman not really understanding what that meant at the time. So Joker kidnaps Batman, right? And he takes Batman to where his origin began, where his parents were murdered in that alley. And the Joker has kidnapped a bunch of different families, of course, poisoned them with Joker toxin. And his goal is, I'm going to keep pushing until you decide you want to push and kill me. There's one line Batman won't cross, and that's killing somebody. And he's like, I want you to cross that line. So he went through this elaborate scheme of recreating this tragedy for him over and over. And his kids step up, pow, pow, parents dead. And he's like, one line for every line, a family in every line and for you that won't cross, for every line you won't cross. So next family, boom, boom, next family, boom, boom. He's just killing them left and right, left and right, left and right. Joker says, now bring on the next family and the next and keep them coming. Our line for his line. And Batman is just struggling like, no, I can't do that. I can't. So Batman breaks free, ends up beating the Joker. He beats the shit out of the Joker. And he keeps going. And then finally, he grabs Joker, snaps his neck. Now, as the Batman snaps Joker's neck, some Joker toxin gets released. But it's only him and Batman right there, so it's only enough to affect Batman. Batman thinks it's just regular Joker toxin at the time. So then 2 days go by, and he's with Superman in a factory, wondering what they're going to do with all the infected Joker kids. And Batman is telling Superman, like, hey, I had to do what I had to do. He kept going. He kept pushing. And Superman's kind of like, are you sure? You did what you really had to do, Bruce. Like, I don't really think that might have been it, but I get it. So Bruce says the chemicals that made him the Joker, they were starting to eat him away from the inside. That's what pushed him to take things so far. Why he pushed me. Superman asks him, is he all right? Is he good? Not sorry he's dead, but I won't give him the satisfaction of becoming what he wanted me to be. So Bruce tries to fight it at first, but he doesn't realize the strength of this toxin that's inside of him. And he's trying to save these kids, but he thinks they're beyond safe because they're infected with so much Joker toxin. They look like little goblins. So Superman tells Batman, one of the psychologists tried to speak to one of the little goblin kids and they tried to take a bite of her throat out. and Batman started laughing. And Superman kind of gave him a look like, huh? And Batman kind of caught himself like, nah, I'm sorry, that wasn't funny. I shouldn't have laughed at that. But he laughed. He chuckled. First sign that something was off. A few more days go by. So now Batman has assembled the Bat family into the Batcave. So we got Batgirl, Robin, Nightwing, Red Hood. We got Tim Drake there. There's Red Robin. Everybody that's in the Bat family. He's got them there for a training exercise. The only person that's missing is Damian, though. And Batman calls them all together. And here's what he tells the Bat family. He says, when I killed the Joker, I was infected with a new strain of nanotoxin unlike anything I've seen before. It was there all along in his heart, more virulent than anything he'd ever unleashed, trapped in his cells, harmless, unless, and Batgirl says, unless he died. Batman says, yes, Barbara. As soon as necrosis hit, the toxin was released, just enough to infect one person in close proximity. Bruce says, it's been at work for nearly a week, rewiring my mind to make it more like his, aka the Joker. If the process is allowed to run its course, I'll have the same highly ordered mind I've always had, with the moral core replaced with something evil. So everything that makes Batman Batman and everything that makes the Joker are melding together. So Batman says it was his last wish that whoever killed him would become him. So with him having the Bat family here, he kind of tells them what's going on, but there's an ulterior motive behind this because Batman knows the first people that'll notice something going on with him is the Bat family. So then he proceeds to murder the Bat family, all of them. And also at this time, his suit starts to change a little bit because there starts to be green tints and highlights in there. The regular Batman suit, but then green tints and highlights. So about a week later, Batman has now made his way to the Watchtower and he has murdered all the heroes on the Watchtower, all of them. And he talks about how he went into the vault to use the weapons that they saved in the trophy room. So Batman says, I just walked through the Justice League trophy room and it struck me how many weapons we've gathered over the years. I remember how I justified bringing them here. You thought they should be destroyed, but I pushed. I wanted to know how they work, and I do. And he's talking to Superman, who he has bloodied and beaten. I know how to operate doomsday machines that could level cities in seconds. They used to keep me up at night, but I didn't know why. Now that my mind's been right, I finally understand. It's so simple. I wanted to use them, Clark. I wanted to use each and every one of them. So now his mind is starting to twist into the Joker's when he doesn't care. His mind is already cracked. So now you're getting all of the cunning of Batman with the I don't care of Joker. So Superman says, but why? Why have you done this? And Batman is the same reason because I want to. Because I don't have to hold back anymore. Hell, I'm disappointed I only get to do this once. Do you realize how many ways I know how to kill you? Superman says, the people, they'll see what you are and they fight back. Batman says, they better? What fun would it be if they didn't fight back? So you see what the greatness in this? So then he proceeds to use Superman and get Black Kryptonite on him. So Black Kryptonite can alter a Kryptonian and either split them into their good half or their bad half. So Batman did something to modify this Kryptonite to where it warps Superman's mind, makes him evil, but then also makes him destroy whatever's in his proximity. So he used this Kryptonite on Supergirl and it made her kill her family before the Kryptonite killed her. And Batman is just enjoying this almost the same way the Joker is, but this has also been carefully and methodically thought out. And as for Damian, remember I said he was missing during that meeting, he took Damian and exposed him to even more Joker toxin that he's been messing with now. So Damian is like a goblin Robin under his complete control, who ends up leading this goblin army of Robins as well in one iteration of the Dark Multiverse. I'm gonna tell you, when he grabbed this Black Kryptonite, he looks at Superman and he says, this is a modified strain of Black Kryptonite. When I tested it on Supergirl, she ripped her family apart before it killed her. And then he threw it at Superman and watched Superman kill Lois and their kids. So then Batman kind of ascends and kills all the heroes on his Earth. And he is the supreme being on this particular Earth. But then another evil being named Barbatos, who from the research that I did said that he was the symbol of the bat that the Batman saw when he was a child before he morphed into the Batman. So he claims to be the one that helped create and push Bruce to be Batman. But he came to this iteration of Batman and said, hey, you can help take over more universes. There are other universes that you can access and you can take them over. You can take over these other multiverses, not just these failing worlds, because there are two worlds, apparently. So you have all the dark multiverses, the ones we've been learning about now, and you got the regular good multiverses with our regular iterations of Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, all that good stuff. So the Batman Who Laughs now has the goal in mind of getting these other Batman iterations of himself out of these dark multiverses that are destroyed, or that a version of him has conquered, and now going to conquer the other multiverse. So now he's become a multiversal threat, not just a threat on his particular world. So after his origin story in this particular one, he's talking to somebody and he kind of gives this monologue about why he kind of changed a little bit and he started expanding his horizon. Like, I conquered my world. Now there are other worlds for me to conquer. And this is when he starts to step into the multiverse. And Batman says, "When I was Bruce Wayne, I thought with enough preparation, I would always win. But I was wrong. I was trapped in an unwinnable war, refusing to see the obvious answers right in front of me. The answers that are so clear to me now, with victory right around the corner. To win, you need to adapt. And to adapt, you need to be able to laugh away all the restraints, everything holding you back. You see, a Batman who laughs is a Batman who always wins." And then just picture the most sadistic Joker laugh you can think of in your mind. But this is who the Batman Who Laughs is. An amalgamation of the Batman and the Joker, the best of both worlds. And this is just an introduction to his backstory. And again, if you look at my TikTok, you'll see I put the other Dark Knights in there. So in their own comic iteration, they were strong enough to conquer their universe. But the Batman Who Laughs was also strong enough to convince them to follow him as well. Think about that. That's all the time I got for today, We Geeky fam. I definitely want to talk more comic book stuff and definitely more Batman Who Laughs, because this is a very, very interesting villain that I am in love with and I truly appreciate it, because my mind never would have thought to warp those two together. So there'll be more comics and panels and things. I'll definitely do more podcast versions of this. So I enjoy talking like this. So thank you guys for listening. Check out We Geeking on YouTube and on Rumble. Rumble.com/Kashi0216. You can catch us on both of those as well. Definitely appreciate you guys. Also, if you want to support the platform, you have Patreon as well. Patreon.com/WeGeekingWithKash. So thank you guys. Definitely appreciate your time again. Till next time.